It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Brooke and Jubal's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
People's addiction to video games can cause a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah.
Some people lose their jobs because they stop going to work because they want to play video games.
Yep.
Some people never leave the house, talk to any friends or anything because they're just playing video games.
Yeah.
Some people steal cars in real life because they think they're playing a video game.
What?
Case is still pending. Can't say much more about it, okay? And Franny is on the phone, and apparently she's got a problem with a video game addiction. I don't think it's hers, though, but it is somebody that she wants to call on her Awkward Tuesday phone call. What's up, Franny?
Hey. Thank you for talking to me.
Yeah, no problem. So you're not the one addicted to video games, right?
No, it's not me. It would be my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
What's his name?
Curtis,
okay.
Did you know that going into your guys' relationship, or is this something that's new?
It's kind of new. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of this game. It's called Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. I play it all the time, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know.
Isn't that for, like, 12-year-olds?
There's a lot of adults that play Minecraft, too.
I thought
you were going to say, like, Fortnite or something. I mean, I'm not in the gaming world.
Or, like,
but
Call of Duty.
Minecraft is a never-ending world that regenerates. You can't find the end of it.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
For all 7th graders at heart.
And older guys.
And? You okay?
But yes, Franny, at least I'm familiar with the majesty that is Minecraft.
Yeah, so no, it's a recent thing, but it's getting, like, kind of out of hand. So he'll play, like, we'll have dinner together, and then as soon as we're done eating, he's playing from then until we go to bed.
So
like we're in the same room, and I'll like try to talk to him, but he's not listening. Like he's completely sucked in.
How long has this been going on for?
Oh man, it's probably been like, I don't know, 4 or 5 months now.
Whoa.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's really affecting your relationship.
Yeah. We like don't really go on dates anymore. We don't kind of even just the talking, which is, I would argue, pretty important in a relationship. There's just not a lot of that going on anymore. And then, like, on top of that, I'm sorry if this is TMI, but, like, we're not really intimate anymore. It's more like when we're falling asleep right before we go to bed, you know, like, pillow talk. I'm like, so, how was the game today, babe? Like,
he's like, that is so hot. I would totally do stuff to you right now, but I gotta rest up because I got a big day of Minecraft tomorrow.
Yeah, I got a lot of mine.
Yeah, pretty much. So I don't know what to do.
So wait, are you like asking him, you're asking him about how it's going? Like that's what you talk to him about?
Yes, because he doesn't want to talk about anything else.
Oh,
damn.
Like,
that's it.
Bad.
Like that's all. Like he used to have other hobbies. Mm-hmm. Like he used to play sports and stuff. And I'm like, I try to talk to him about that. And he's just like, I'm not really doing that. So
kind of giving that up, giving that whole physical activity thing up.
So wait, does he know that you don't like how much he's playing? Because if you're just like bringing it up in conversation, maybe he thinks that you're fine with it.
Well, maybe I need to be more like straightforward about it. But I've been like, so well, let's want to do something else today. Like maybe we could do something other than play video games. And he always just shrugs me off. So
maybe
it's not super obvious, but I'd like to think I've dropped enough hints at this point.
So, oh my God. What's most crazy to me about this whole thing is that you guys haven't gotten into full-on fights about his video game playing.
Because he doesn't talk to me.
Yeah. You gotta talk to fight, I guess.
I'll try to like engage a conversation. Like if I'm arguing, like he's just like, okay.
Oh, wow.
And like he's just playing.
Oh my God. That makes my blood boil just even thinking about it.
So is that what you want to do today? You want to call him with the Awkward Tuesday phone call and ask him to cut back the Minecraft a bit?
Actually, I kind of want to go a little bit further than that. I want to tell him, I don't know how to do this, but I want to tell him like I've deleted it and then like gauge his reaction because I actually want to delete it. I want it gone, but obviously I haven't done that. You know, that's his stuff. But I sort of want to test him and see, like, how he would react to it.
So instead of a healthy conversation about how this is affecting you, you wanted to lie to him about deleting his game and see where it goes.
Yeah, because when I try to, like, talk to him, he's not responding because he's playing the game.
Okay.
So I feel like the only way I'm going to get him to pay attention is if I'm like, oh, I've deleted it. What do I do?
All right, so let's say he reacts a way that you don't want him to. Like, he gets, like, angry and wants to break up. What are you going to do? Are you going to keep going with that you deleted it, or are you going to walk that back?
I don't know. Like, I feel like if he's going to get that angry about this game, should we be together anymore?
I feel like you've already made your mind up that you want to break up with him and that you're just using this as an excuse.
No, I mean, I want to make it work. Like, I want to be with him, but, like, I just don't know what else to do. I feel like I don't have any other options left.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess I'm just hoping, yeah.
Right.
Well, we'll let you try it. We'll play a song, and then we'll come back and you can make your Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Thank you.
All right, hang on.